Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Ches, Mishnah Dalid. Hoya Aviv Reitze, if the father wants to bring the son to Bezin for him to become a Ben Soi Ramayr and to be judged as such, but Ve'imai Eina Reitze, his mother does not want. Or the other way around, Aviv Eina Reitze, his father doesn't want to, Ve'imai Reitze, his mother wants to. The mother is a strict one. L'maisa Eina Nasa Ben Soi Ramayr. He doesn't become a Ben Soi Ramayr. In other words, even though the son did all the things that would qualify him to become a Ben Soi Ramayr, L'maisa does not become a Ben Soi Ramayr at Yushneim Reitzim until both the father and the mother want him to be judged in Bezin as a Ben Soi Ramayr. Pasuk says, both the father and mother take hold of him and bring him Elziknei Eroi, so it has to be both of them. Rabbi Yehuda says, he adds another Tanai. Im lehoise imay ruya la'aviv. If his literally mother does not match his father, they have to be the same in regard to three things. The voice of his mother can't be different than the voice of his father. They have to look the same. They have to be the same height. If you don't have those three, ain't an asa ben sari amayr, doesn't become a ben sari amayr. Even though he does all the things that a ben sari amayr does. Because the pasuk says, einenu shomea bekaleinu, he doesn't listen to our koil. That's Lashon Yachid. Lashon Rabban, it should have been Bekoilei Seinu. So the pasuk says they have to have the same voice. And being that their voice has to be the same, we also understand their height and what they look like has to be the same. Now, you know what this means. It means that you're not going to have them in Sarah Ramayr. And the Gemara Taka says, the Gemara says, Ben Sarah Ramayr lehoya v'le'asid li'ais. V'nichtav rakadei lidrash u'lekabel schar. The Torah wants us to understand this. The Torah wants the parents to understand that if the son does things that would qualify him to be a Ben Soi Ramayr, the only thing is that we don't punish him as such because it's hard to meet all the things, or almost impossible. That the father and mother should have the same voice, look the same, same height. But L'maisa, they understand that the Torah says such a son that has such bad meat is the worst thing can happen to him. And therefore, they're going to make sure to give him Musar. They're going to make sure to learn Torah with him. That, the Marsha explains, is what the Parsha of Ben Soi Ramayr has to teach us. That the parents have to give Musar to the children, and of course, that the children have to listen to the Musar of their parents. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Hoya Echad Mehem. If either one of them, either the father or the mother, Gidei, was missing a hand, Chas V'Shalom, or Chiger, or is lame, I ilam or can't talk, I sumo or is blind, I cheresh or is deaf. Einoi nasa ben Soi Ramayr. The son cannot become a ben Soi Ramayr. Shenemra, for the pasuk says, v'safsu by avi ve'imai. The father and the mother grab him. So v'loi gidmin. They can't be missing hands. But ziwai, so they take him out. So v'loi chigrin. They have to be able to walk. They can't be lame. V'amru, they shall say. So v'loi ilmin. They can't be mute. They can't be someone that can't talk. Not the father and not the mother. Both have to be able to talk. Bineinu zeh, this is our son. From here we see they can point to him and say, this is our son. So v'loi suma, they can't be blind. Einenu shomea bekaleinu, he doesn't listen to our voice. That means that they hear him say that he won't listen. So v'loi charshin, they can't be deaf. Now, even if you would have a Ben Soi Ramayr, which again, the Gemara says, the Baraisa says never happened, but even if you would have an actual Ben Soi Ramayr, it doesn't go straight to the execution. Even if you met all of these things, father and mother, same voice, look the same, same height. But what happens first is that Masrin by his parents warn him in front of two Edim to stop what he's doing. If that doesn't work, then Bifnei Shloisha. They take him before a bezin of three. Umalkanoisi. The bezin gives him malchus. Chazavikilkal, if yet again he's over the Aveira, then Nidan he is judged by Esrim Vishloisha. By a bezin of 23 who could sentence him to Skila. But Ve'enai Niskal, they wouldn't give him Skila at Shiyasham Shloisha Rishainim. Unless the original three Dayanim, who said he has to get malchus, are sitting there. On the court of 23. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, Bineinu zeh, the son of ours. And that means that the parents can point to him and tell the original three dayanim Zehu shalaka befneim. This is the one who received Malkus in your presence, meaning you're the one that judged them to Malkus. Zakta Mishnah Vayter Barach, if he ran away, actually Nigmar Dinai, before they came to a final psak, the Achakach Hikiv Zakav Hatachtim, and afterwards, he became older than the Shear. There's only a small amount of time from when he's Bar Mitzvah, a little time afterwards, that he can be a Ben Sarah Meirah. But by now, by the time we caught him, he's older than that Shear. So Potter is Potter. However, the Imisha Nigmar Dinai, if after they reached the Psak Din that he should get Skila, only then Barachi ran away, and the Achakach Hikiv Zakav Atachdin, he reached the Shear where he's now too old, he is Chayiv. If the Psak Din was given at the required age, the fact that he ran away is not going to change anything. But if he ran away before the Psak Din, they didn't catch him till afterwards, so they will no longer give him Skila. Okay, so a lot in our Mishnah. Let's chazer over. If the father wanted to bring him to Bezdin, but the mother didn't want, or the other way around, does not become a Ben Sarah Meirah. Both have to want. Rabbi Yehuda says that the father and mother have to be the same. Same voice. They have to look the same. Same height. Which, as the Gemara explains, makes it almost, and according to the Braisa, Itaka was impossible to actually execute someone for being a Ben Sarah Meirah, but the lesson of the Ben Sarah Meirah, that if you don't give Musar or stop a bad habit in time, Rachmana L'Tzlan, what it leads to, that's what the Torah wants from us. Drush Ukabel Schar. Mishnah also told us that if one of the parents don't have a hand, they can't be a Ben Sarah Meirah. The Torah says, V'safsu Aisa, you have to be able to grab him and take him out. That's why if one of them limps, it won't work. It says, V'amru, that's why they can't be a deaf mute. B'neinu zeh, therefore they can't be blind. They have to be able to say, this is our son. Einenu shemeya b'koileinu, that teaches us they can't be deaf. They have to hear him say that he's not listening. Then we learned that the parents first have to warn him, first in front of two edim. If that doesn't work and he continues his ben sayru mayru ways, they take him before a bezin of three, who are going to give him malchus. And if he continues to act that way, they take him before a bezin of 23, who could be Danim Lemisa. If he runs away before the Gemar Din, and by the time they caught him, he was past the age, he does not get Skila. But if he ran away after Bezin gave out the Psak, then it wouldn't help that he's past the age.